Hi, I'm Alessio Rostani. Welcome back to the show. Joined here by co-host Mike Ingram of BGC Partners. And my guest today is Nilan of Analyst Online UK. Nilan, so you're going to talk to us about some specific high probability trade setups or potential trades. Tell us what you have.
Yeah, so Analyst Online, we've been around for about 10 years, just over now, and we're a trade signal service, largely servicing the UK market for spread bettors and CFD traders and investors. So really, we've used our experience and knowledge, and in the last, I'd say, 4 years, been focusing on copy trading or social trading, because generally there's been a lot of demand for that. You know, it's rising demand.
For folks who may not know what that means, copy trading, explain.
Sure. So copy trading really is where you've got the ability to follow and copy other people's trades. So either professional traders or just traders with a very good track record. So, you know, it takes, you don't have to place the trade yourself. You elect to copy them. And then literally every trade that gets copied onto your own trading account. So
right.
You'll mimic their performance.
Right. And so essentially you're connecting your broker account to...
Correct. Yeah.
To the signal.
Yes, right. Exactly. And, you know, it's all about the time because nobody has got the time to sit in front of their screens and watch trades.
Is that usually done by the MetaTrader?
It usually is. We analyzed a lot of the copy trading services out there. Right. You know, there's so many. Some of them are based abroad as well. But the one that we chose in the end and that we focus on mostly is UK-based. It's not with MetaTrader. They've got their own platform.
Oh, okay.
So actually, when you're copying their trades, the account is with the same platform.
I understand.
And that means basically you get a lot less slippage because it's all done on the same platform.
One of the things that obviously people want to know, because when it comes to trading, there are folks who are on the more aggressive, more risk-taking approach. But there are people on the other side, very cautious.
Exactly.
Well, how do you do the in-between? How do you say to someone, okay, this sounds interesting, I want to do it, but I'm worried about the risks of losing money, a lot of money, potentially, you know, if you have a massive drawdown.
Yeah.
What kind of protection is there?
Yeah, so the good news is there's very good protection. That was one of our criteria in choosing the provider for our clients, you know, our long-established clients. One good thing is they've got a loss protection feature. So let's say you invest £10,000, for example. You can set your loss protection at, say, £8,000.
Okay.
And then your...
£8,000 would be the limit, no lower than
£8,000. Yes, exactly. So then your drawdown is 20% on the entire account.
Right.
So, you know, you cannot lose more than that. Mm-hmm. Because if the trading goes the wrong way, all your positions will be automatically closed. There'll be no further risk to your account. So, you know, at least you know how much is at risk in that sense. The other thing is, with the risk, it's all customizable. Mm-hmm. So let's say you follow a trader. You can use leverage from 1 to 10. So that's the effective risk. And obviously, 1 is very low, and 10 is very high, and we wouldn't really suggest that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do get clients who want to take that risk, so it's up to them. And what that means is if a trader, for example, I mean, we had a very good one last month, even this month, one trader's getting about 4.9% return, and that's a net return. And, you know, it's all tax-free.
Is that per month?
Yeah, so this month he's up 4.9%, is one of the traders on our watch list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's net because it's tax-free as well.
Sure.
Now,
do you find, this is actually a question that might be interesting for the viewers. And we only have about less than 5 minutes to want to go on to your charts, to your trades.
Yeah.
Question is this, do you think that people, the traders that you've seen who have better consistency, are those the ones who are focusing on more sort of swing trade long overnight setups, long term?
Right.
Long term, I mean, is over a few weeks. And
okay.
Or is it the ones that are more aggressively trading daily, intraday?
Sure. So you do get a mix. You get, I mean, actually one of the traders who is on our watch list, and we have a watch list of 5 traders that goes out to our clients, and that's part of our premium service that you can download on the Trade Signaler app.
Mm-hmm.
And we give alerts on all the traders and just keep them up to date. There is one on there who almost scalps the Dow So it scalps Wall Street, I would say, but very high consistency, you know, above 85% win ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And just making maybe 10, 15 points every trade, very small trades, so that, you know, sometimes he averages into the trades, so there's margin for error. He's allowing that margin for error. And that works well. You know, he's never had a losing month this year so far.
Right. So you need to have very tight spreads to make that work. Right?
I mean, the spreads are quite tight. This is the thing. They are higher than your self-trading spreads. But considering you're not aiming to make 1 or 2 points, it's largely, you know, doesn't make too much of a difference.
Tell us more about, because we have, I think, about 3-4 minutes. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing right now as the best sort of signals or markets that that your traders are focusing on?
Right, sure. I mean, because recently, obviously, we've had the QE, we've had the lower interest rates in the UK, so the market has rallied considerably since Brexit and US making new highs. Most of the traders are long, thankfully. There, a lot of them trade the German DAX as well, which has gone up nicely. Mm. So they are doing well out there. Really, the best traders for our clients have been the ones who go into positions, are active about it. So they don't hold their positions for weeks and weeks. They generally
close the trailer stops and they take profits along.
Exactly. They put a stop loss. I mean, and then they have a take profit level and they sometimes close it early because, you know, trades can turn around. And that's the other thing. Every trade that is entered on the system has to have a stop loss.
Right.
So the trader cannot put a trade on without stop loss.
Yes.
The other thing that's good is you cannot lose more than you put in. So a lot of spread bet providers, you can lose more, and they haven't.
Is there a minimum you have to put into the accounts to make sure?
Yeah, it's very low. It's we're talking hundreds of pounds.
Really?
Yeah,
that
it's
low.
Incredibly low. I mean, most of our clients put thousands, tens of thousands, but you can start very low, build your way up, you know, learn how it works. You can.
So you said the traders are focusing right now on the stocks, FTSE, what else? What about the currency side?
Yeah, mainly the indices.
Mostly the indices.
FTSE, the DAX, Wall Street, some euro, dollar, a bit of gold, gold and silver, because the commodities have rallied as of late. You know, gold maybe not has come off in the last week, but apart from that, it has gone up. And also, it's really, I would say, the indices mostly, because there you've got the tighter spreads, you've got the most volatility, so you've got the better value for the trade. It's just more money-making opportunity, basically.
And
you can just trade the range. It's different traders. One trader trades maybe 15 trades a day, but then we've got another trader on a watch list who does 2 positions a day. He's very religious like that.
Yeah.
He almost, that, you know, 2 trades a day, that's it, and he's generally wins.
That's a little known gem, I think, that viewers should pay attention to, something you mentioned, which is taking profits along the way, actively managing is one of the key things.
Exactly.
I totally agree with you, because we did tests on this. We run one platform just taking no profits, just trailing stops. And even that was done very not aggressively. But I totally agree with you. Take profits along the way, trailer stops. Nilan of Analyst Online UK, thanks very much for coming on the show.